Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 16th of October. I'm your host, Paul White. It is Friday. I'm not going to do Long Form Friday today. I am waiting for the files, for all the audio files from the Q&A we did in North Carolina. They're on the way, and I'm making these podcasts, of course, in advance. So didn't quite have them in. Because the files have all of everyone mic'd, so it'll be real nice and clean. And so I will wait till next Friday to do the Q&A from the Goldsboro, North Carolina meetings. And so we will then, I'll tell you more about that next week. But for today, then, let's go back into our Psalms. We've been looking in the book of Psalms, basically continuing the progression of Old Testament stories with a New Covenant lens. But we're being a little more specific in that we are talking about the Old Covenant book of Psalms, the Old Testament book of Psalms. Okay, I'm in the 23rd Psalm. It is, I said yesterday, and I think I'm right. I don't think there's a more famous chapter in the Bible. This 23rd Psalm is called the Shepherd's Psalm. It's a Psalm of David. David is the ultimate shepherd of the Old Testament. As son of David, Jesus gets called a shepherd, but he also gets called a good shepherd because he does what no shepherd would ever do. No shepherd would lay his life down for a sheep. Because if a shepherd lays his life down, say a shepherd lets a wolf kill him instead of the sheep, all that does is get all the other sheep killed. But Jesus takes the role of great good shepherd in that he lays his life down for the sheep. And then, as Jesus said, my life is mine to lay down and mine to take up again. So he lays it down and then takes it back up so that we learn something from the sacrificial love of our good shepherd. I want to take a few days and deal with the 23rd Psalm because it's worth it. It's so... One of the reasons it's so famous is not simply because it's a Psalm of David that reminds us of Jesus, but because it's so chock full of theology. Everywhere you turn in the 23rd Psalm is something else that speaks to us under the new covenant. It's impossible to really get the fullness of this psalm unless you're willing to see yourself as a sheep. And it takes a bit of humility to see yourself as a sheep, because a sheep is defenseless, basically ignorant. It can't defend itself, and it can't survive in the wild. It exists at the pleasure of the shepherd. It produces for the shepherd, and the shepherd has to take precautions to take care of that sheep. You and I are that sheep. We have to be provided for. We have to be watched over. We have to be defended. If the shepherd doesn't defend the sheep are in trouble. A good shepherd doesn't teach his sheep how to fight. He teaches his sheep how to listen. That's why Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So there's a certain level of humility that comes into play before you can even insert yourself into the story of the 23rd Psalm. And then once you have done that, then you have to really insert Christ in as the good shepherd so that it makes the most sense for your day-to-day walk. I've probably shared this before, but it's been a while, so I'll tell it again. The 23rd Psalm is my very earliest memory of attempting to wrestle with Scripture and preach. Now, let me set the stage. I remember as a little boy, and I'm talking 6, 7, 8 years old, I remember setting up a hamper, a clothes hamper. It had a lid on it. And when you're 6, 7, 8 years old, a clothes hamper is just about the size of a miniature pulpit. And I would stand behind that hamper and lay a Bible open on it and basically act like my dad, which is what little boys do. You know, they follow in the footsteps of their fathers. Well, my dad's a pastor, and I watched my dad preach, and preaching was as much of a visual and audio journey as it was a spiritual and intellectual journey. You weren't just learning about the Bible. You were learning how to walk, how to inflect your voice, how to point, how to get emotional. And there was a lot of shouting involved. And so preaching was a fun game. We could play with our friends, you know, like get up and preach. And we would all do it. Me and my brother and our friends from church. I remember going over to the house of friends, and we'd play things like school or house or church. And so I would volunteer to be the preacher at every chance I got. I don't know what all came out of that stuff, but I specifically have this memory in my head from the early 80s, from being a little boy standing behind the hamper and my three or four friends sitting out there in their little chairs, and I tried to preach Psalms chapter 23. And I think it just goes to show how powerful that chapter is, how much we all, that resonates in us, even as little kids. I remember my first attempt at wrestling out scripture was, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I wasn't intellectually advanced enough to realize that what the author was saying is, "The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I don't want anything." I just remember that to me it sounded like he was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd and I don't want him." And I remember trying to wrestle that out and preach that out to my little room of friends. And I don't know what I did. I can't possibly imagine. I just remember it being such a struggle, standing there staring at that text and trying to figure out what he meant. Well, I realize it would have helped if I'd had a translation that was a little closer to the Hebrew, "The Lord is my shepherd and I don't lack anything." That I probably could have figured out what to do with that as a little kid. But I now have a little idea, a little better idea than I did nearly 40 years ago. If the Lord is my shepherd, then I'm a sheep. And if the Lord is my shepherd and I'm a sheep, then if I'm going to survive in this world, it is not going to be because I'm smart enough, strong enough, I've made the right connections. If I'm a sheep and he's a shepherd, I'm going to survive because my shepherd takes care of me. And if I have a good shepherd, then I'm going to believe that there's nothing that I need that I don't already have. And if I don't already have it, it's because right at this moment, I must not need it. That's what it means to have the Lord Jehovah, all caps, L-O-R-D, covenant God as my shepherd. Because if I have the covenant God as my shepherd, there's nothing I need that the covenant hasn't already provided. We'll do some more work from Psalms 23. I won't tell a bunch of little kid stories tomorrow, but I will tell you what's coming up on the Sunday drop for our podcast. See you tomorrow. God bless.